Last of a three-game set between the A's and Yankees. What kind of a day would Aaron Judge have? Well, we'll soon find out, but for now, we'll take it to the bottom of the third. Matt Holliday at the plate.
Fly ball, going back, Joyce. He'll make the... No, he dropped the ball. He dropped the ball on the warning track, and everybody moves up. Bases loaded.
Well, here's Judge. Bases loaded, two out. 2-1. Swung on, driven to deep right. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a grand slam. All rise. Here comes the Judge, Aaron Judge, on Judgment Day. Grand slams into the right field seats.
Miss Davis on the run. Dives, and he cannot hold on. Torres rounds third. He's coming home. 7-3. Now, they are going to challenge this. Maybe they're asking, did he have it long enough? But I don't think this will be overturned.
Be waiting to see if I've got a double and an RBI or nothing. And in this case, it's a double and an RBI.
Big spot here for Brett Gardner to give the Yankees some breathing room. 1-1. Loop left field. Let's see if it finds grass. It does. It's a base hit. Two runs will score.
9-5 Yankees is your final score. Andrew Triggs drops to 5-4 as Michael Pineda improves to 6-2. Prior to his grand slam, Aaron Judge was 0-6 with 4 strikeouts in his career with the bases loaded. Michael Pineda improves to 6-2 after the Yankees' 9-5 victory over the Athletics. Here's Pineda on the win.
Yeah, I know it's true. Like, my slider is not consistent like it used to be, you know, but I have my good change and try to locate my fastball, you know. So, and this is what I'm doing in the mound today.
The fact that you can rely on your changeup in that situation, how much does it help you get through the lineup?
Yeah, I know it's pretty good because the team, they know I'm through a lot of slider and they're looking for my slider, so I miss it all and through my change in this situation, you know. So I got a lot of ground ball. It's good.
When all the starting pitchers are throwing so well, does it almost kind of give you guys momentum? When you take your start, you see how well CC pitched the day before and Luis and everyone.
Yeah, no, it's we feel great when the rotation we doing the job, you know. So we're working on it for be every day, give it opportunity to the team and win it again, and it's why you're here.
Michael, in terms of what it's been like pitching this season, when you don't have one of your pitches, you now have other things that you can count on. Is it nice to have more weapons at your disposal? Does it make pitching easier?
Yeah, you know, like, so the over pitching, they don't have the best start every starter, you know, but it's good when you have another pitcher that you can keep it in the game and grind it in the mound, you know, so it feel good.
Starting pitching was a big question mark for this team entering the season, and 2 months in, you guys have surpassed expectations. Have you guys surprised yourself at how well you pitched, or was there the confidence that you guys were better than maybe people were giving you credit for?
Well, like, I'm not surprised for that because we're working hard every day and for pitching good, you know. And the old rotation is we had a great talent, and you know that's why you're here. So the only thing I want to say is like we're gonna continue working hard and pitching like that.
Aaron Judge notches his first career grand slam in the Yankees' 9-5 victory over the Athletics. Prior to his first grand slam, Judge was 0-6 with 4 strikeouts in his career with the bases loaded.
In the past, in the minor leagues, I haven't had success against Triggs, but you know, someone like that, you just got to pick out a pitch and just stick to your plan. So that's what I did.
How difficult is it to stay disciplined in those situations and not swing at those borderline pitches?
You know, I was just thinking about picking up my teammate. You know, Castro's in front of me and got out. A guy that's been carrying this team for about 2 months now. You know, my job was to go out there and pick him up, and that's all I was focused on.
How much can a hit like that energize a team and energize an offense?
For me, I got pumped about the bats before me. The guys that were getting on in front of me and, you know, getting their job done to get on base, you know, that's what pumped me up. But I was just trying to do my job out there.
Look at the next 13. They're all against AL East opponents. Are you looking forward to battling against the AL East again?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know, we got some good teams in our division. It's going to be a fun couple weeks.
Joe Girardi and the Yankees able to pull it off against the Athletics on Sunday as they win 9-5. Here's what Girardi had to say.
You know, I thought we had some pretty good at-bats the first time through, and, you know, we had a bunch of guys line out. We didn't get anything for it. So I thought it was a big momentum shifter. It allowed Michael to have a little breathing room, and it was important.
Michael's still effective, but maybe not quite as sharp
Correct.
As he's been in the past. What was the difference with him?
I didn't think his slider was consistent. It seemed like, a lot of times when he was expanding, it was a ball out of his hand and they weren't chasing. So it was a little bit off today.
You look at last year, if he didn't have that slider, yeah. perhaps things would have escalated for him. Does that just show you the growth that he is
yeah.
he's had this year?
Yeah, and I thought he used his changeup a little bit more today, to get some, some strikes with it and some swings and misses. So I think it does show a lot from Michael.
What do you think of the MVP chance coming from the stands about Judge?
Well, I think it's great. I mean, the kid's playing well. He has a lot of support. It just means that our right fielder's playing really well. So that's a good thing.
Are you surprised at all how easy his swing was and the result that it produced? And do you ever just look at his power and get, kind of overwhelmed by it at times?
Oh, yeah. I look at the ball that he just missed. God knows how far that would have went if he wouldn't have got under it a little bit. He's an amazing athlete, and he's big, and he's strong, and he's simplified things, and he's made a lot of adjustments from last year to where he is right now, and that's why he's been so effective.
Who else? Roger, to your left, Joe.
Joe, Warren has been a little less consistent than usual lately. What did you like about the idea of having him pitch the ninth?
Well, we had a four-run lead. I have a lot of faith in Adam, the way he's pitched. If I would have went to Dellen if it was two or three-run lead, but I like the way that Adams pitched. And, they're going to go through their little bumps. I mean, that's the bottom line. But he has the ability to locate. He has the ability to get right-handers and left-handers out both. So I felt confident with him.
Do you feel like having an outing like today important for him?
Yeah, I mean, I think his last outing was good, too. I mean, he had a couple hiccups, but the greatest relievers have hiccups. It's the bottom, that's the bottom line. So he's been really consistent for us, and he's been so important to our bullpen. So I knew he'd turn it back around.
Tara.
Joe, you've probably been asked about this, but as somebody who played the game and I'm sure watched a million sports, how would you describe just Judge's athleticism, given his size, and kind of just what about that has impressed you over the time you've been with him?
Well, you think about, a lot of tall baseball players, big baseball players, they always say there's, sometimes it takes them a little bit longer to iron out their mechanics, whether they're a pitcher or a hitter. But, when you look at Aaron Judge, I mean, I think he's a defensive end playing baseball is what I see. He's the size of NFL defensive ends. He runs extremely well. He's extremely strong. He's athletic. I mean, we've seen him dive after balls and catch them. We've seen him fall into the stands and catch balls. We've seen him make outstanding throws. We've seen him steal bases. He's just a really good athlete. And it's not every day you see a guy that big playing baseball. But if you can harness your mechanics, you're extremely dangerous.
Monday, the Yankees are in Baltimore for a 3-game set against the Orioles. Same day, the Athletics will be in Cleveland for a 4-game set against the Indians.